Daniel and Austin, two self-proclaimed podcast prodigies. They take life by the horns, so you don't have to. They deal with your daily dilemmas with a double dose of humor. This is On the Horns.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, Austin, what's up?
Dude, you want to hear something that's going to make you smile?
Sure.
Bro, your face muscles.
Oh, my word.
Credit to my sister, Rachel Myers.
That's fantastic.
That one came straight from
Well,
her.
You know, I've been thinking.
So thanks, Rachel.
I've been thinking, and Austin. Hey, Austin.
Yeah, Daniel.
I'm giving up drinking for a month. Sorry, that came out wrong. I'm giving up drinking for a month.
Sorry. I see what you did there.
I know.
That's
so great.
On a serious note, do you know why T-Rexes can't clap?
Why is that?
Because they're all dead!
Oh my word, this sounds like one of those anti-jokes.
Well, you were supposed to say something like it's because their arms are too short to meet each other, because that's what everybody thinks, but in reality, they're all dead.
Yeah, this is a good one. My wife thinks I don't give her enough privacy. At least, that's what she said in her diary.
Hey, what did one Frenchman say to the other?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't speak French.
Okay, we gotta stop. This whole episode can't just be dad jokes.
By the way, credit for all of those jokes to Rachel. She told me all of them.
Oh my word, that's great. Well, anyways, we are back. This is Daniel, co-host. Austin, good Austin. Old Austin, Augustin, Gustin, whatever you want to call him. And
a man of many names, none of which I have chosen.
Many names and many faces, but he's all the same Austin.
Just curious, how many faces do I have?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Depends on how many names you have. Anyways, we're here, and I just want to give a quick shout-out at the beginning of our episode. A big thanks to the crew who really swung it for us, and we're at 70 likes on our Facebook page, which is super exciting. So, yeah, if you know, Austin,
woo!
Woo! No, but in all reality, we're really appreciative of those who took the time to share our page. Feel free to continue doing that. You know, we wouldn't complain. But now that we're here, we did promise you guys a live Facebook episode. At the moment, we're still trying to figure out the logistics of when we're going to be able to get together next in person to do a live episode, but we can guarantee that it'll be soon and that we will update you guys via Facebook and if need be via the podcast as to when our Facebook live episode will be. And it also won't be at like 10 o'clock at night like it was last time. I feel like that was a late one. But we want to do that for you guys. We're excited to do that again. I think it'd just be a fun way to interact with our listeners, get you guys more involved and on the horn. So thank you again to all those who took the time to share it and get us up to 70, technically 71 likes. You guys are overachievers.
But you know what? To all you people, this is for you.
Dude, I'm so proud. So proud. Now I have to re-download my soundboard. Are you kidding me? I deleted
Dude,
mine.
You got rid of it?
I got rid of the soundboard. I didn't think it was practical, but now I see the practicality.
Well, that's just wrong.
Oh, my word. It's coming back.
Whatever.
Stop. Hey, all right, Austin. Austin has a current event article for us. We're going to get our episode started today with a current event article. We're going to go through two listener questions, and then we've got a bunch of Yahoo questions to go through. So, Austin, why don't you hit us up with our current event for the day?
Okay, get ready, because this is outrageous. Like, this actually makes me slightly angry.
Oh, no. You're scaring me.
You may have heard of this one. Elon Musk and his girlfriend, Grimes, have had a baby, and they announced the name of their baby.
I don't even know who those two people are.
So Elon Musk is the CEO of Tesla.
Okay.
Grimes is apparently a Canadian musician. I don't know. I don't know, but they had a baby and they named it X. The next one is a symbol that I am not aware of how to pronounce, but it looks like a capital A and a capital E that's connected. So it's X space weird AE symbol space A A-12. That's their baby boy's name.
Wow. So how do you say it?
Let's see. I'm not sure, okay? But here is how it was explained by Grimes on Twitter. It's X is the unknown variable. The AE is the elven spelling of AI, which could either stand for love or artificial intelligence, because apparently AI is love in several languages.
Oh.
And the A12 is the precursor to the SR-71, which is her and her boyfriend's favorite aircraft.
Wow.
Is this stupid or what?
I've heard some pretty dumb names in my time. So try to pronounce the name to me, because I'm still having a hard time.
I think as it is, it would be XIA-12.
XIA-12.
Or it could be XAIA-12.
XAIA-12. Wasn't it like Michael Jackson who named his child Blanket?
I don't know, but I'm looking up Michael Jackson's children's name now.
Given by celebrities to children. I swear, I looked at the list of this one time, and Michael Jackson, I'm pretty sure, named his child. Yeah, worst celebrity baby names. I'm almost certain this came up because it's too funny. Let's see here. Yeah, so Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they named their daughter Northwest.
I know. That one's dumb. That one gets me.
I know.
But, okay, so there's this thing going around. My sisters have TikTok. I don't. I think it's dumb. I don't think it's very funny most of the time. But they showed me this one video. Brooke showed me a video where you take every vowel in your name and you replace it with the sound oob. O-O-B.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm just thinking for the new Musk baby, they would be pronounced X oob oob a or X oob 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 12.
What about your name, Austin? What would that be?
I would be oob oob Steuben.
Oob oob Steuben. I would be.
And that's not with my last name. My last name would be Moob Oobers. Oob oob Steuben Moob Oobers.
I'm trying to think of mine would be doob noob booble.
Doob would be doob noob ooble. Boob noob
boob. I don't even know how to do.
Well, the only reason I was able to rattle that one off is I'm currently looking at your name on the screen. And so I just inserted oob everywhere I saw a vowel. But you know what would be the absolute worst name with the oobs?
What?
Scooby Dooby Doo. It's like Scoob Oob Oob Doob Oob Doob Oob Oob Oob. Oob, I think. I don't know. It's just a ton of oobs. I know that.
Or how about, like, even just Shaggy is.
Shoob Goob.
Shoob Goob.
Like, Zoinks Shoob Goob.
It wouldn't be like Zoinks. It'd be like Zoinks.
Like, Zoob Oobing. Shoob Goob.
I can't even breathe right now.
Oh, yeah, so the oobing has been entertaining. But anyways, yeah, so name your kids something reasonable, okay?
Yeah, really? Oh, my word, I'm dying.
This is ridiculous. These aren't even letters. Like, but apparently, it's probably going to come out to be a legal battle where they're either going to know, like, they're either going to have to change the name to something else, or it's going to be a huge fight because they're from California, and legally in the state of California, non-alphabetic characters are not allowed in names.
Oh.
And the AI is not, like, the A and E symbol is not an English alphabetic character.
Dude, someone named their child Moxie Crime Fighter.
I don't know how you would oob that. I haven't tried to oob any names with an X in them.
It'd be moob scoot moo moob s ooboo ooboo mooksoo. I don't even know. Someone named their child Diesel. Diesel, like diesel, but with a Z, which would just be Dooboobzooble. Dooboobzooble.
What are you reading out of, like, Leviticus?
Yeah. There's so many and random names. I'm still laughing at at Kanye naming his child Northwest.
Let's see, Northwest would be New Birth. New Birth Whoops.
Oh, this is fantastic. Oh my word.
I know a guy, we have a friend named Gordon, and his name, oobed, would be, hold on, Goober Doobin.
Goober Doobin!
And that's my favorite. It sounds like Swedish, like, Goober Doobin.
Mr. Goober Doobin.
I was thinking it just more sounds like a Swedish word, like, Goober Doobin, don't you know?
Oh, Goober Doobin! Goober Doobin! My friend!
It's a Swedish holiday.
Yeah.
Goober Doobin. And today we celebrate the great holiday of Goober Doobin.
Goober Doobin. Saint Goober Doobin, the founder of this town.
Saint Goober Doobin. Patron saint of goobers, which are the little raisins covered in chocolate. Are they raisins or peanuts? Those are peanuts. Goobers are peanuts.
Craisins are the
Well, craisins are cranberry raisins. Goobers are chocolate covered peanuts. And I was thinking of raisinettes.
How about a goober craisin? Craisin goober.
A goober craisin?
Yeah.
Crazy goober.
Yeah.
Or a croob oob.
Don't even start. Don't even start.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I have for current events.
I think
there's literally nothing happening in the news except for people naming a kid something completely irrational.
Yeah. If we, they're literally, it's just the news right now is so blown up with stuff about COVID-19. And we didn't want to bore you guys because you've heard enough that we had to find something else. But let's keep this thing rolling.
Things are looking up.
Well, I've got
things
some.
Things are looking up. Just to say, you know, that things are starting to reopen and
yeah,
it's we're moving. We're getting close.
Yeah, we were finally able to open the doors of our podcast to let our customers back into our storefront, our big merchandise storefront there. Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to know where that's at, it's not in this universe, but actually a parallel one, where this podcast actually took off. And something, I'm kidding. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Let's
I hate to live in that universe. Some people are messed up.
Yeah. Let's move on to some listener questions. So today we just have two listener questions. The first one here, and I'm trying to think what order we should answer these. I'm gonna start with this one. It comes with Natasha or Noob Tube Shoob. Noob Tube Shoob says to us, I want to know what your top three nostalgic TV shows are from when you were a kid. I've been hitting up Arthur and SpongeBob lately. Oh, goodness. Nostalgic. Now, I don't know if I can narrow mine to a top three. I'm just going to list some. She did say TV shows, so that probably leaves out movies.
Probably.
Yeah, I have movies in mind, but we'll stick with TV shows. First off the bat, goodness, NewTubeShoob, SpongeBob, or I guess it'd be SpoobinjJoob. Boob boob.
Hold on. I have to be able to see the word SpongeBob in front of my face. That's too good to not. All right, hold on.
He's typing it now.
So it would be Spoobin Goob Boo Boo.
Anyway, SpongeBob was definitely.
Scoob oob oob.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Boobin.
SpongeBob is definitely one of the ones that I watched a lot as a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch like Pokemon, so I never watched that. You know, because they
I don't know, like, These are just the top three, like, off the top of my head. The more I think about it, there's other ones coming, but I think, like, right away, off the bat, my top three would have to be SpongeBob, The Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron.
I did watch some Jimmy Neutron. I watched Recess. That was a good one. Recess is a classic. You ever seen Recess?
Jog my memory a little bit. It sounds really familiar.
It's all about Recess, bro. No, it's a fun show with all the kids from school, and all the stuff happens during recess. Like, that, the whole thing's just their life at school and lots of different drama, you know. Okay. But yeah. Kids show.
Oh, dude, Ned's Declassified.
I don't know if I saw that one.
No, okay, probably. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. That one was pretty good, though.
Yeah. I definitely did watch Arthur as well. So
yeah, I watched Arthur.
So
Arthur was
definitely saw some Bionic Bunny happening there. That's for sure.
It bothered me that I never could figure out what Arthur was.
I know.
Arthur. I'm going to Google, what is Arthur?
Yeah, let's figure this out right now. Listeners, I know you're on the edge of your seats. What is Arthur? What is Arthur? It's probably going to be like King Arthur.
I think he was like an anteater or an aardvark or something like that, but like, just looking at him, you couldn't tell.
It says he's an anthropomorphic aardvark.
I knew it was an aardvark.
What does an aardvark look like?
Here we go, hold on. This is the official review, like, that came up.
There's no way he's an aardvark. That's not even close.
Listen, okay, here, I'm going to read the review. And it's 87% of people like this TV show, by the way. Bespectacled aardvark Arthur Reed demonstrates to kids how to deal with such childhood traumas as challenges as homework, teachers, and bullies. He also has to contend with his sisters, but loves playing with his friends. Tomboy Francine, foodie and best pal Buster, super smart brain, rich girl Muffy, and geography expert Sue Ellen.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You've pulled me into the Arthur universe just like that. What are the TV shows? Gosh, I can't even think.
This one's not quite as far back. Well, I guess it is. Now that I think about it, but Drake and Josh.
Oh, Drake and Josh, yes.
That was a real solid show.
Drake and Josh was awesome. All I remember is the scene where they put their hands in lizard pee or something. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Drake and Josh.
Yeah, what's the other show? iCarly? That was one I watched for a while.
I was less into that one.
Yeah, I watched that in and out a little bit, not a ton. Other shows I grew up watching. I mean, I don't want to go back to like my toddler shows because, of course,
that's
everyone.
The thing, like, the, you know, you got like Clifford, the Big Red Dog, and like, what was the dude? The Can We Fix It?
Bob the Builder. Are you kidding me?
Bob the Builder. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that guy could.
Bob the Builder, man.
Bob the Builder could build some. Bob Builder, man. Build. I was getting some serious scat. That's an old 50s term for like boop up beep.
You should probably explain yourself. Yeah. We're getting into
some serious beep up boop bow. That's called scat, not what we currently use that word for now.
We're getting into some serious Bob the Builder scat.
The show goes backwards so fast, I don't understand. I meant the 50s singing term, thank you. I have problems with words. So anyways, yeah, Bob the Builder was one. And one that I started watching later when I was like, you know, like 12, and I would still watch it to this day, is Avatar The Last Airbender. Woot woot. I know some of you out there know what I'm totally talking about. Loved that show. That was great.
Yeah, well...
Well, what?
You never watched it a couple times.
Not that great, huh? Not a fan?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if you're okay with this, but I'm totally going to do it anyways. I'm going to straight up reveal your nerdliness here. And like, I don't really like anime. It's not my thing.
Well, that's not anime. Like,
but it's close.
Yeah, it's like American anime, basically.
That is. So it's like not really my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where the divide begins. Well, that was the end of our podcast.
Sure,
it's over now.
You're probably still saved.
Yeah, we're pretty sure. I was trying to think of any other shows. So the big ones, I would say, big ones in my childhood were definitely some Bob the Builder, Definitely some SpongeBob. Definitely some Avatar Last Airbender. Some Drake and Josh. Some iCarly. You mentioned Fairly Odd Parents, which I saw like one episode of.
What was the one about the kids over in Hawaii that were always like surfing and skateboarding?
Rugrats.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I watched that one too, but that was not
kids
Rocket
who...
Power. You ever watch Rocket Power?
No, never, man. Never
man,
saw.
That was a pretty good one. They're pretty cool.
What about those? What about that show with like the what was it? It was like had like penguins in it, but not penguins in Madagascar. It was like before that. It was really nerdy, not nerdy, like really cheesy. Had to do with surfing. Was it Surf's Up or is that a movie?
Surf's Up is a movie. I don't know of any shows with surfing penguins.
Yeah, I can't think of any others.
Surf's Up was a fantastic movie, though.
It was a pretty great movie. I think I only ever saw it
once. Chicken Joe made that movie.
Was he that crazy guy?
Yeah, the crazy chicken. He's like out looking for the penguin. He's like, I know he's around here somewhere. I can feel it in my nuggets.
Oh, my word. All I remember is whenever he steps on that, like, spiky thing in the ocean and they tell him to pee on his foot.
No, they don't tell him to. They take him to this doctor who knocks him out with a coconut and then pees on his foot.
Oh, I don't remember it. See, it was so long ago that I watched it that I had no idea.
Oh, anyhow. Okay, do we have something else to cover? I feel like we're beating this to death.
Yeah, I know we are. Let's move on then to the next one. Matilda here, or as we would know, is Moob Tubal Doob.
Moob Tubal Doob.
Moob Tubal Doob says, are shorts fake pants? Moob Tubal Doob. She does have a PS here for us postscript, but we're going to cover that after this most pressing issue. Let's think here. Are shorts fake pants? I know. Now this one's difficult because I've been thinking over this one for a while and it's got me pretty stumped. So I don't know.
You know, I don't know. So my question is, I don't know if I would say they're fake pants. Like, it's not like, you know, they're fake pants, like they're not real pants. They're just, you put them on your legs.
Like every time you wear shorts, like, you have this false sense of security, like you're half of what you should be.
Like you're putting them on just to fool people into thinking you're wearing pants, but you're not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, my question is, are pants, or are shorts short pants, or are pants long shorts?
My mind is blown right now. And the next thing I wonder too is where, what do you do with like capris? Are capris like that, the pubescent pants or pubescent shorts?
They are the mid phase of the evolution from pant to short.
But
or short to pant, whatever you want.
Yeah, which way are they evolving? You know, do they evolve?
Are they evolving or devolving?
Are they revolving?
Maybe. Or are they
Steve-volving?
There's a good one. I ran out of words with volve in it.
So anyways, are shorts fake pants? I think we'd have to figure out where it all began. Back to the beginning.
I have to say no. Just a gut feeling, I have to say no.
You say no?
I say no, they're not fake pants. But I also don't know if I could say they're real pants.
But then again, I've seen plenty of gangsters in the hood definitely trying to make shorts work as pants.
Shorts into pants.
So maybe they knew what was up. Maybe they, this whole time, they knew these are pants, just not real ones. You know? Maybe whoever...
It's just not real pants. I don't know. I would not go so far as to call them fake pants.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just not complete pants.
Not complete. I like that.
At least that's the way it seems to me.
50% pants.
You see what I did there?
What?
Seems.
I have nothing else.
That was a pretty lame.
You know,
one.
Another one, I did notice a celebrity actually named her child Denim.
Really?
That would not be fun. Especially if your middle name was Dan or something. Denim Dan.
Denim Dan.
Which would be Doob Moobin. Doobin.
No. Denim would be Doobin. Doobin Oobum.
Doobin Oobum Doobin. Doobin-doobin-doobin.
You sound like you're trying to scare a small child. You just jumped out from
Doobin-doobin-doobin. Oh my goodness. So, Matilda or Moo Toobledoob, we're going to let you know that our shorts fake pants, we're going to say they're not. Shorts are shorts, pants are pants. Mm-hmm. Pants are not complete shorts, and shorts aren't complete pants. Or can we say pants are over complete shorts?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
This is just, we'll just leave it there. Matilda, there's some secrets in the universe that you'll never know.
Even exist? Do shorts even exist?
I don't think they do. I think they come from another universe, and they're just transient from one life to the next. We'll always shorts, have...
Shorts are just the illusion that you're wearing pants.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? So then you
everybody
would agree
has a spiritual pair of shorts.
By your standard that shorts are just an illusion of wearing pants from another universe, then yes, shorts are just fake pants.
They're just fake pants. At the end of the day, do not be deceived. They are just, they're fake. All of them. Fake. We figured it out. Anyways.
What was this pressing postscript?
Yeah, let's check out this postscript. Here's the part that concerns me is apparently our listeners are interacting with each other behind our backs. And this is the part that concerns me is I don't know the context of this situation, but it sounds pretty bad to me. In her postscript, Matubledoob says to us, I know I got to keep bringing that one as much as I can. This guy named Tommy won't leave me alone. Now, if you remember from previous episodes, we've gotten a message from the same Tommy, and there's something that concerns me about Tommy. First off, the Tommy asked us in previous episodes if like robots were authorized to kill. This guy's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy guy. And he's changed his name from Tommy to Tommy. Now, it's not a big deal, except when you realize they changed it from T-O-M-M-Y to T-O-M-M-I, which takes it from Tommy to Tommy.
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 What's up, Tommy?
Tommy.
Or Tube and Moob.
Tube and Moob. But he won't. Okay, but here's the problem. She says this guy, Tommy. Won't leave me alone. And then she writes, should I spray him with pepper spray? My initial thought, spray him good. Spray him real good. Just break out the pepper spray, the bear spray.
I would spray him with pepper spray if you could make it happen. Maybe with a skunk. I mean,
yeah, if that's feasible. Not always a
possibility, but if it is.
Yeah, and make sure the skunk doesn't have any spiritual transient shorts on. Because that could also be a problem.
Because that'll block the spray.
Yeah. That could be a problem as well. Yeah, I'd say spray him. If he's
let him have it.
If he's not leaving you alone, then you need to.
He's probably a dirtbag.
Yeah, you could probably just. If he's getting your space,
I wouldn't know. But this sounds like the kind of dirtbag that, like, I don't know, chucks firecrackers under the bathroom door when he knows somebody is in there. And
yeah, he's that kind of guy. Like, leaves them under the toilet seat so that when you sit down, they go off. Like that kind of stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't actually know if Tommy did that one. Was Tommy there for that? Tommy wasn't there for that.
We don't know Tommy. Right?
Well, I don't think Tommy, since we don't know him, was there for that.
I don't think he was there for that one. We definitely don't know Tommy. At least not the one from this universe. Everything this episode is going to be about things happening in another universe.
And oobs.
And oobs. Yes. Yes.
We got us a bad case of the oobs.
Yep. So anyways, to give you the long and short of it, Matilda or Moob Toobledoob, spray him, get it on video, and maybe we'll post it on our Facebook page.
I promise you, if you get a video of you pepper spraying Tommy and send it to us, it will be on the Facebook
page. It'll be on the Facebook page. I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's a good idea to encourage this kind of act. We didn't encourage it. We're just telling you.
We already did.
Can we just say we're telling you the consequences of your actions? Realistically, this is a consequence. If you were to send us this video, we would.
It sounds like Tommy's had this coming for a long time.
Yeah,
we wouldn't know.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. And the consequence is if you send us a video like that, of course it's going to go on our page. You kidding me? Like, why wouldn't it? That's a great way to get views.
It's not
right
every
there.
Day that you acquire footage of somebody being pepper sprayed.
Exactly. Yeah, especially one that you might even have full rights to just use and distribute. You know,
full rights. You know, that we would have to videos. Like, I don't know, maybe Kevin MacLeod has to the music that we use on our podcast.
Oh, Kevin MacLeod, how could I forget? Kevin, my bro.
Sick transition. Way to lead me.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, so we want to give a big shout out to my bro, Kevin. And I tell you what, if you're listening, Kevin, just know we miss you.
I'm just curious, is there a way that you could, like, send Kevin MacLeod an email?
I don't know.
Just be like, hey, dude, just so you know, we're using it, and it's we like it at all, but we're having more fun giving you credit for
I know, this
music.
Has been my favorite thing. I wish he sponsored us. I guess he does with his music, basically. He doesn't
know.
We
should ask him. We should try to get a hold of him and see if we can just get, like, a message from
Kevin
MacLeod.
Kevin MacLeod, the unsung hero of our podcast. Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, Kevin from Incompetech.com. All the music you hear in this podcast, aside from my little transitions, that's from Anchor. But, like, the intro music and the outro music, that's all from Incompetech.com by a good old Kevin MacLeod. Does a fantastic job. The unsung hero because, well, he has no idea that we use his music. He just said...
Also unsung because there's no lyrics in his music.
That's also true. Very much unsung because there's no lyrics.
No singing.
Yeah.
It's all instrumental.
Well, that's the end of our listener questions. If you guys have any questions, please, please, please feel free to send those to us. You have no idea what it means to us when you guys send those questions to us. It really helps our podcast out a lot. Continue to share the Facebook page. Continue to promote the podcast, guys. If you can rate us on iTunes, that's one of the greatest things you can do to help us. Give us a rating on iTunes, and that would be great. Let's move on. Gonna go to some Yahoo answer questions today.
Hey, before we do that, I have my own personal dilemma that I would like to bring up.
Personal dilemma.
Who needs a soundboard?
I know. Ready? I'm gonna do machine gun going off. What, did that sound pretty good?
No, it sounded like Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Okay, you sound like Gollum now, but anyways, so my personal dilemma goes something like this, okay?
Go ahead.
So I'm at work, and I've been having some conversations with a couple of my fellow coworkers, and we conversations tend to wander to some interesting places, as, I don't know, my conversations seem to have a tendency of doing.
Sorry, don't drink Pepsi. I mean, don't breathe Pepsi, not drink.
Daniel, are you snorting Pepsi again? Are we going to have to hold another intervention?
This time on the podcast.
I thought four was going to do it. No. Okay, so we're having these conversations at work, and they tend to get pretty interesting. And so we had this conversation about beefaloes. You know what a beefalo is, right?
Is that a buffalo and a beef cow?
It's just a buffalo and any cow crossed.
Okay, beefaloes.
Yeah, beefalo is usually raised for meat because they're very hardy. They're faster. It's faster and easier to finish and market them. They mature a lot faster and stuff like that. They're easier to raise, I guess.
Gotcha.
Fertility isn't great on them. I don't know. I was doing some reading up. But anyways, I wondered what if you could take, like, I would do it, a young female bison.
Okay.
And a bull Holstein.
Whoa.
And bred them together.
Yeah.
Could you effectively produce a dairy beefalo?
Did you Google it?
I did, and I cannot find anything on beefalo milk.
Beefalo mixed with Holstein.
There is one thing on here.
Beefalo
milk.
Whoa!
I gotta be careful. Because is it from Steam? Because there's a video game where you can milk beefaloes, and there's a bunch of stuff on about it on Steam.
No, this is just a beefalo, and it's exactly what you would think
a beefalo would look like. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I did a little research, and I saw some pictures, and yeah. I haven't seen any Holstein crosses, though.
I just found one.
Oh, really?
I think I did. I mean, it's pretty close to what it would be. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm going to have to post this on our Facebook page so that those who listen to episode 9 know what in the heck this thing looks like. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was about
I'm sending it to you now just so you can see it. I know for those of you who are listening now are like, oh, great, he's sending a photo to Austin, and now we just get to hear his reaction over an audio medium. So much fun.
Here we go. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Is there some kind of like, that can't be straight up.
I don't know, but trust
me. It looks like it's got a Highlander or maybe a Lowlander. No, it'd be Highlander cross
maybe,
in there too.
Maybe like a Midlander, maybe a 4Runner Corolla. Oh, cow's not no. Toyota. Gotcha.
Well, cause aren't the Lowlanders like the minis?
I think you're talking about.
The Scottish Highlanders are the ones that are all shaggy and have the horns that kind of sweep up like that.
Yeah.
I will not be able to do this beast justice, but for our listeners, it is black and white, spotted like a Holstein.
You're describing a photo to them.
It has the size and body structure of a bison, except for it's very, very hairy. Like, it has long hair coming off of the bottom of its belly.
It's crazy. Imagine a yak of a Holstein.
Yeah, it's kind of got, like, yak horns going on, like they're thin.
But notice the buffalo in the back of the photo. Yeah.
Well, and look at the beefalo's shoulder. It has that little bit of a hump, like a little bit of a bison hump going on there. And the head, too. You can see it in the head. But, I don't know, that looks like it's got to have some kind of something else. That can't be straight, because neither Holsteins or buffalo grow horns like that.
So what's your question? Because I'm going to post this on our Facebook page during the podcast right now.
The question is, do you think it is possible to create a dairy beefalo breed and market beefalo milk?
I'm putting it on our page right now.
Because I want to know. I want to know.
Our dilemma. Here we go.
If a dairy beefalo is a possibility, like, because that's the other thing, would it? I don't know if a Holstein Buffalo cross would be gentle enough that you could milk it. I kind of doubt it would.
I feel like it'd be kind of crazy.
Because the buffalo has a big old wild streak in him. But that is my dilemma. I don't know. You worked with Holsteins a lot.
Oh, a lot. I mean, Holsteins are nice for the most part. I mean, they can be jerks if you don't raise them right. You gotta rear them children well. Can't let them get away with stuff.
I guess it wouldn't have to be a Holstein. Like, you could probably cross it to a Jersey or a Guernsey or something like that.
I feel like if you crossed it with a Jersey, it'd be a nightmare. Jerseys aren't bad, but they're like the off-road animal already, and you mix that with a bison, you're going to get, like, the monster truck, even though it's small, but, like, the ultimate UTV off-road cow. That thing would probably get out all the time.
I'm thinking maybe a Guernsey.
Yeah, Guernsey, you get that fragile but pretty coloration on a big, ugly buffalo. I am posting. Here's the thing, guys. Here's our thing. I am posting our dilemma about this beefalo right now as we're recording. So this might even come up before the episode gets posted. But I want to get our dilemma out there and get your guys' response. Posting it on Facebook now. Some of you are going to receive this at 10 o'clock at night and wonder, why is this even here? But yeah, there we go. So it's on our Facebook page. Oh, it looks great. That might be our new photo for our
Actually, it's got horns. So
it's pretty nice. I like it. It's pretty great. I think it's doable. I think you would just have to find the right breed to mix. And I think a beefalo milk could be this whole new niche market, I think, because it's unique, it's cool. Buffalo seems natural, and at the end of the day, especially if you're like, you know, really into using every part of the buffalo, you can market these cows as not only being dairy, but like you can like then butcher them and use everything, you know?
You could too, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, let's move on to some Yahoo answers. We're excited to see your guys' response to that photo I put up, our dilemma. I've got a couple up here. Austin, you've got one or two, right?
Yeah, I can only find one. I was not having a very good...
That's all right. Recently, it's just been filled with Corona stuff, so it's hard to find good questions.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I'm sick of Corona.
Oh my word, was that supposed to be a pun?
Not until after I said it, but once I realized what I said, yes, it was.
That was fantastic. All right, I've got one for you here. This comes from Yasmin, or Yub Smoobin.
Yub Smoobin?
Yes. Yub Smoobin says, what do I do if a boy claims to have liked me for ages, but it's left me undelivered for a bit? What's that mean? You know, and my first question is also, what's that mean?
Question. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? Undelivered? Not on, but on. It's like on, like O-N delivered.
Undelivered.
I have no idea. I hope it's not.
Undelivered. I'm like, are you sitting in a box somewhere? Like,
I'm supposed to go to this address.
Someone could deliver me. Like,
I was supposed to go UPS, but you never showed up.
FedEx would work. I would go FedEx. No, I don't know. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know, but I will say this. My guess is she's basically just saying, Yasmin here, you smoobin, is saying that...
sounds like you're insulting her.
You smoobin! what do I do if a boy claims to like me for ages? My question is, does he just like you? Like, is he just fond of you? Like, hey, you're cool. But, you know, maybe he's non-committal. Maybe he just thinks you're cool, and that's it, you know? Like we think that, you know, we think that beefaloes are cool, but are we going to get into a beefalo business?
Not until we know if it's viable.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he needs is some validation. Does he know?
He just needs to know that you can cross a buffalo and a Holstein.
Yeah, he needs to know about these beefaloes.
Metaphorically speaking,
you know,
of course.
Maybe what you need to do is start a beefalo farm, Yasmin. You've smoobin. Yasmin, you've smoobin. And you need to start a beefalo farm and then ask him to join you in the beefalo farm. Maybe he'll see that, wow, this chick's cool. She's got some beefaloes. And I dig that.
She's got some beefalo. Daniel, it's a good thing you're married because you got no game.
This is my advice. Get some beefaloes because they're pretty cool. Any other thoughts on this? I mean, apparently my thoughts are either he's not as interested as you think or maybe he's liked you for ages and it's just staying that way. I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. If I could interpret the question, I would have a better answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe write in English. That might be helpful.
yeah. Those of us, you know, English speakers.
Yes. We've spoken English well. So.
She don't know talking good like you and me. Vocabulistics are limited to I. And him and Yub's moving.
Yub's moving. Oh my word! All right, let's move
in
on
that
to.
Order.
I've got another question here from. Oh yeah, I got that Guardians of the Galaxy reference. I've got another one from an anonymous person. I guess that would be Ubin. I can't even do this anymore. Anonymous is basically impossible. Anyways, they wrote how to make money online. And my answer is, we've never done it, so we don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I would say, you know what, Austin, we've technically made enough money to buy a couple gumballs.
Wow.
So we've technically made money online. We'll tell you our business strategy. We call each other on our computers with microphones, and we just talk a bunch.
We goof off.
Yep. Now we don't make any money really, seriously, but we do like I said, we've generated enough that if him and I need to go out and get some gumballs just in case.
If we were looking for a night on the town.
Night in the town.
To go and really get wild.
Yeah. Just get
go find some with the,
just
the sour
get
stuff
blasted. Bag. We would definitely we could go get some gumballs at the local laundromat and have a good time. So yeah, I would say start a podcast. That's the way I would go. Yep. Yep. It seems like a lot of people are making money online, honestly, from about anything these days. I mean, you can just spend your entire time shouting into your microphone while playing a video game and people will sit there and watch it. So who knows? As long as you're committed, that's what matters. Stay committed. Yeah. All right. What do you got?
You want mine?
Yeah, I want yours.
Asked by Anonymous or Oob Noob and Noob Moo Boobs. Moo Boobs. That person asked, are unicorns nocturnal?
Oh, that's a tough one.
What do you think? Are they?
Unicorns nocturnal. From all the ones that I've met, I have only met them at night. So, on a full moon.
There is only one answer. And it was answered by Andre L. or...
Don't even try.
Ubendroob L.
Ubendroob
L. Like his last initial is L. So Ubendroob L.
Yeah.
He answered no, just fictional.
Oh, so...
And then he posted a stupid meme about posting stuff where it doesn't belong.
So I think maybe what he meant by just fictional, if I'm interpreting this correctly, Austin, is that he's saying the idea of unicorns being nocturnal is fictional, but unicorns are real. That's what I'm pretty...
So unicorns are not nocturnal,
and
says
I mean,
Andre.
Now, the thing is, there's also binocorns, unicorns with two horns, and tripodicorns. Tripodicorns. I'm not sure what you call it. I don't know. So to answer this guy's anonymous question, we don't know. Go and find one and ask him. That'd be my answer. Yep. I've got one here from Pamela or Poob Moob Lube. Pamela says, how do I get a new family? I'm 23. And I'm just going to read one of the answers here from Savannah. I'm not even going to do the oobs for that one. She says, get married to a nice man and have children afterwards. Good luck. Which I thought was a pretty obvious answer. My first question for you, Pamela, is why do you need a new family? Did you, are the other ones out of date? Like, do they...
did they expire?
Why do you need a new family already? You're only 23. So I'm wondering, are you wanting a new family? Like, are you hoping to get adopted into one? Are you wanting to start one? There, you have some options there.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, right. I don't get it.
Yeah, and if you've watched enough Disney movies now, you've come to find out that basically just... As long as you meet each other through random circumstances and you beat the bad guy, you're family all of a sudden. So maybe you just need to have...
You play hockey together.
Yeah.
I watched Miracle on Ice last night, and the team said they were a family. So find some people and play hockey with them, beat some Soviets, and then boom, you're a family.
You're a family. That's the formula. You find the antagonist, you drag some people in through random circumstances like you know... lost their job or is running in the same direction and hits you while you're jogging and then or you both get robbed or something. They go beat the antagonist and boom, you're family in the end. That's it. Until the sequel and then you argue all the time.
Yep.
That's our answer for you, Pamela. Either get married or go live the Disney dream. All right. Here's the next question. Here's the next question. Is Tom thinking about me? And this comes from an anonymous person.
I was going to guess it was from Jerry.
Oh, maybe it is from Jerry. Is Tom thinking about me? If it is Jerry, the answer is absolutely he is.
I think Tubum is probably thinking about Jerry right now.
Tubum. Someone wrote, Tom is probably eating a Hot Pocket and playing some video games. So I think it's pretty
Side note, this has nothing to do with anything except for Hot Pockets. One of my coworkers eats the Hot Pockets frozen.
Oh, that's disgusting. Are you kidding
and
me?
And we ridicule him for it, and he goes, bro, it's like a salty popsicle.
That's disgusting. What flavor? Please don't tell me it's like pizza.
Ham and cheese.
I have
not yet seen him eat a pizza one frozen, but I would not put it past him.
Oh, you know what? Ham and cheese is way worse because pizza won't at least just be like cold pizza, which is doable. I mean, I've done that. You know,
yeah, but
in
not
a pinch.
Frozen pizza.
That's true. That's a whole nother mess. Oh, that's gross.
Takes it out and like crunches it.
Yeah. Well, the answer then is I'm sorry, anonymous person. Tom is probably just eating frozen Hot Pockets and is not thinking about you. He's too busy playing some video games. So,
video what?
Video James. Yeah, so that's my answer, anonymous. Do you have any more, Austin, or are you plumb out? You plumb out?
No, I'm out.
You plumb out. I've got just a couple more, and we're actually winding down to the end of the episode anyways, so this might be a good place to kind of like segue into our ending. I'm not sure why I chose the segue as the vehicle of which we would get to the end of our episode, but boy, that would be a fun On the Horns live session from...
We do the entire episode
from
while
Segways. You ever driven a Segway before?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's amazing. They auto-balance when you stand on them. So, like, it's not...
No, I need something that auto-balances me.
I know, like, because I trip all the time anyway, so it just sounds great. But it's not like the vehicle doesn't lock its wheels. What it actually does is two separate motors for each wheel, and they constantly are moving to keep you in place. But you don't feel it. That's the weird part. It's like always balancing you. It's so, so weird. Anyways, this person, this is, I'm going to have to download this image and send it to you because she asked me a question. She wrote, this comes from Beecher's girl, assuming she likes beaches, going out on the beach. She says, does anyone know the name of this plant? It's an invasive vine that causes a rash. So I'm going to send you this photo, Austin, through the old messenger here. It's a vine that causes a rash. And I just thought this was so funny because I feel like it'd be really obvious. And what I want to know is, like, how many times she's gone out and looked at this plant and picked it up, like, I wonder what this is. And every time has gotten a rash and just decides to ask.
Continually has gotten a rash.
Yeah. I'm doing some research here. Definitely causes a rash. To me, it looks like poison ivy. Totally does. Or poison oak or poison sumac or poison weed.
Poison
grass.
See, I don't necessarily know that that's poison ivy.
Maybe this lady's, this poor lady's just allergic to, like, Virginia creeper.
Well, it's a bad picture of it, but I don't think, like, the leaf grouping is not right. The shape is definitely not right.
Yeah, it's not poison ivy.
No, it's not.
Someone wrote poison ivy, and that's...
Well, that person's wrong.
That person's wrong. So get over it, person who's wrong. And that person's name is Truth Within You. That doesn't sound very truthful to me. Not
Truth
very...
Within You. Are we going to go there? Are we going to touch it? Or are we just going to leave Truth Within You alone?
Leave Truth Within You alone. There is no truth within you.
That's what I was going to say. Are we going to touch this? Or are we going to just,
no, we'll just leave it.
Truth Within You?
We'll just leave it there. There is no truth within you. Let's move on to my final question. I have a final question from Anonymous.
Land this segue.
Yeah, we're going to land this segue right here, right now. This comes from an anonymous person on Yahoo Answers, and they wrote, with an exclamation, who pooped in my petunias? Every single flower looks like this. No wonder hummingbirds stop coming. And it's just a picture of a big flower with some, like, little... It's just
Daniel,
are
you...
What? What?
I lost you for a second. I got you now.
You got me back? You scared me.
I lost you for a second, but I've got you.
Yeah. Well, anyways, she wrote, every single flower looks like this. No wonder hummingbirds stop coming. And it looks like just a regular big petunia with some yellowish brownish stuff on it, I'm assuming is the stuff she says is poop.
Okay, so it's not like she was gardening. It's a human gardener. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, some random dude was like, oh, bro, I gotta go. These flowers look amazing.
Oh, petunias. No, to me, man, someone here, Kenneth C. or Coob Nubith, he wrote, it looks like a Smurf, did it? And I wouldn't put it below a Smurf. To do that to your petunias.
You know, that's the kind of thing. That's exactly the kind
that
of thing a Smurf
is exactly
would do.
What a mad, bitter Smurf would do. But Yeah, and no wonder the hummingbirds have stopped coming. It sounds like her real issue is, my guess is two options. Either something did that and the hummingbirds aren't coming anymore, or that was the hummingbirds. And they've been ashamed this entire time. Yeah. It's the hummingbirds, anonymous person. It's them. They left you a symbol that they don't like your petunias anymore. Yeah.
The petunias just ain't cutting it, Nancy.
Yeah, that's it, Nancy. You gotta grow more of them. Ain't enough nectar in all of them for them hummingbirds. They ain't happy. So, yeah.
I can't believe she worded it like that.
I know. It's
straight up thought somebody pooped.
I know. Oh, but anyways, thank you everybody for listening into this episode.
Well, we got...
What?
Yep. So you guys, no, I was just saying we got nowhere to go. Like, we can't possibly go further up from here. So
I know. We have gone down, down, down. We have. Thank you, everybody, for listening to an episode of On the Horns. This is episode 9. Can't believe we're here. We did it. Thank you, everybody, for sending us all those likes and shares. We really appreciate that. And, you know, if you want to send us any more questions, please feel free to do that. We'd love to get your questions on. And be looking and checking our Facebook page to see when our next live episode will be. We'll make sure to give you plenty of announcement ahead of time, give you guys some time to prepare. That way we can all be together on that live episode. And what a glorious day it'll be. So.
All right. Well, for On the Horns, this is Oob Oob Stubin.
And this
see you next time.
This is Doob Oob Ooble. Doob Oob Ooble.
No, dude, it's Doob Noob Ooble.
Doob Noob Ooble, and the last name Benedict, which would be,
Boob Noob Doob.
I can't even say it anymore. Anyways, this is Doob Noob Ooble Noobin, and my co-host, Oob Stubin Noobin Moobin. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Peace out.